ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eli Goldberg. Maseches Eruchin is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. David Siegel, L'chus Refua Shalema, Aryeh Chanoich Ben Reisel, and Malka Kreindl Bas Reisel.
Today's shiur is on Eruchin, Daf Lamed Dalet. The sugya begins at the bottom of Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, the braisa that says, Tanu Rabbanan Gulas Oilam Tiel Alevim. And this, the braisa continues, Fisha Nemar V'kam Abayis Asher Be'ir Asher Loi Choymo Latzmisus. Yochel Avzekain, that also in a Bat Erichayim, which belonged to a Levi, in a Ari HaLevim, should also have the halacha of being Nechlat Achar Shana. Tamalema Gulas Oilam Til HaLevim. He could always have the means of being Goylet. To this, the Braisa said that, where do we have a case of Bat Erichayim by Levim? As the Marbot the Braisa, that we don't make a Bat Erichayim for Levim. So Gemara answered the Lekasha, Kansh Hukav will besayv Yoshav, Kansh Yoshav will besayv Hukav, and that we can have. So this Gemara says, "Vechi haygavnim yavi choyma." Is that considered a choyma? V'atanya we learned in a brayso of Ishki Yimka based Moishav ir choyma. Shehukav will besayv Yoshav. That this din of based Moishav ir choyma is only if originally was Hukav and then it was Yoshav. V'loishu Yoshav will besayv Hukav. Meaning, if it was first Yoshav and only then Hukav, it does not have a Toiras, Botei, Oirei Choymo. We discussed in a previous year on Daf Lamed Beis that what is this din that it has to be Hukav Ulbesoif Yoshav. Toisvis in Megillah on Daf Gimel Lamed Beis was Mavur that he understood that the din of the Hukav Ulbesoif Yoshav means that it has to be Hukav, and then Yoshav means with Yeshivas and Diras B'nei Adam. That's what's Keveya, the din of Yoshav. And if it's only if there was Dor B'nei Adam before it was put up to Choyma, only then does it have a chasarin of Yoshav Ulubesayf Hukav. On that, the Turi Evan, there asks that Atu Beis Moishav is totally in the Yishav of B'nei Adam, on the dwelling of people. That's not what the Torah is makbid on. Ela Abinyan Batim, Tachsiv Beis Moishav, it's totally in the Binyan Habayis. So if the houses were put up before the Choyma was put up, that's the Mi'id of Yoshav Ulubesayf Hukav. The Ran in Megillah on Daf Bezam and Aleph in the Daf Yerif is also Mavur like Shita Satoisis. Because the Ran asks on the Din which they're discussing there by in regard to Kriyas and Megillah, they need also Ir Hamakevis Chaima Mimbais Yeshua Benun to have the Din of to be Koyim Betezvav. So he asks, how could we ever be Koyim Betezvav? Nechush Dilma Yoshva Ulubesayif Hukva. Maybe the city that was Muga from Mimbais Yeshua Benun was really first Yoshva and only afterwards was Hukva, and therefore would not be qualified for the din of Bati Ari Chaima in regards to Megillah, in regards to, it would be as well, Lein Bati Ari Chaima as well. So to this, the Ran answers, Yesh Loima, that Yeshiva Sa'ivdi Kichavim Ein Yeshiva. Since, as Al Sugya says, it depends on the city, the cities were totally, when the Shas Kivash Ha'aretz, and it's totally if the Goyim, the cities that were Mukav Chaima by the Goyim at the time of Kivash Yeshua. So since, he says, even if the Goyim, the Oivdei Kichavim, were Yoshav before they put up that Choyma, he says, Yeshiva's Oivdei Kichavim is not considered a Yeshiva. And therefore it comes out, Shebeshah, Kishakav Sheyoshua, Hoysa B'Choyma. Those cities had a wall, V'lo Yoshua ad Shenisiyashua B'Yisrael. And it was never Yoshua until it was Nisiyashua B'Yisrael. So automatically, if we know that there's a Choyma that came from the time which was conquered by Yeshua ben Nun, was automatically always a Choyma, which was Hukav, and only after is Yoshua, because the Yeshivas HaGoyim did not count. And Memel will know it's a Hukav, Ulubesayif Yoshav. So we see from the Sheet of the Ran, and this the Minchas Chinuch in Shin Mem Aleph, Yosid Beis points this out, that he held like Tosis, that the Keveya, it depends on the Yishuv Bnei Adam, and therefore he says that since Yeshivas of the Gechavim did not count to be Yeshiva, therefore automatically always considered Yoshav will Besayf Hukav. So you see the Keveya, the thing that determines the Torah, Yoshav is Yeshivas Bnei Adam and not the Binyan Habatim. In the Chazanish, in Aruch Chaim, in Kufn and Gimel, Sif Kotn Dalid, when explaining the Sheet of the Ran, he explains that it's not considered a bias with the yeshivas of Akum, Lenin Yer Choyma. He's Mitzayin to the Sugin Ervin that Diris Akum lo Yishma Dira. So that's the Pshan the Ran, why yeshivas Akum does not count. And therefore, it will always be considered a Hukav Ulbesayf Yashav. So the Turi Evin in Megillah, on Daf Gimel, asks on the Ran, from Al Sugya. He says, according to the Ran, since it's Mavu and Awasugyo, that the Zman of Bati Ari Choyma, It has to be totally in this man of Kibush when Yeshua conquered the Eretz Yisrael. And only the Choymas that were up before, at the time he conquered, only then it has the din of Choyma from Yemais Yeshua ben Nun. So if that's the case, it'll always come out, every Choyma will automatically have to have been a hookah for the B'Sayv Yashav. Because since the only one who lived before the Kibush Eretz Yisrael was Akum. So any Yeshivas Akum, according to the Ran, does not count. So why do you need this Joshua? To be my base Moshe Vechaimo. So hukav ul b'saif yashav. Eloisha yashav ul b'saif hukav. Typically, that order it's memel, it's not shy, you don't have the mitzias of yashav ul b'saif hukav. So I mean the drasha, then it has to be hukav ul b'saif yashav. It's intrinsically, you will have to be a hukav ul b'saif yashav l'shita zaran. The Chassam Sofer in Chuvis, in Orechaim, Simukuf Tzadihei, is miyashiv for the shita zaran. That'll be a nafkamino, if you hold that, Ezra and Mekadish knew Ayaris, which is Mukav Chaimo, when he was by Meshach's Kiddush, so for there it will be Nafkamino, the Kiddush's Ezra, that if you have a series of Mukav Chaimo, it would only be Kaddish if it was first Hukav and then Yashav. But if it was Yashav beside Hukav, you would not be able to make Kaddish it. So Ein Echinami for Kiddush Yeshua would not make a Nafkamino, but for Kiddush Ezra, it would be a Nafkamino to have this Joshua. The Chaznish, which we mentioned earlier, he wants an answer for the Shita Saran, that it could be an Afkamina even by Kedushas Yeshua. That will be that if the Choyma was Nafal before Yeshua is actually Mekadish the Ayaris, so then if you'd have to be rebuild a wall, you have to have a wall B'Shas the Kiddush, wouldn't be enough just to have the wall B'Shas the Kiddush, you have to have the wall also during the time of the Kiddush. So it'll be an Afkamina that if it was first Nesiyashiv and only then the wall was built up, that would not be able to be the Skadish with the Kedusha about the Ari Chaim. And just to return to the Machloikis, Taisus in the Ran with the Turi Evan, if the din of Yoshav is totally in the Yeshivas Bnei Adam or in the Binyan Abatim, so on this, the Chazanish, he wants to be Yashiv the Shittas Rishonim and say that Bayis depends on the Yishav Bnei Adam because Bayis is totally in the Mokum Pita Velino. And he says it doesn't have a Shem Bayis unless it's a Mokum Diras Bnei Adam with Pita Velino. As the Gemara in the Evan says in Dafayin Gimel. And therefore he says, if Kol's man, that Bnei Adam are not living there, doesn't have a Shem Bayis. And even though they're Mazmin for Diras Bnei Adam, Hazman is not Kevas until they're actually living there. And therefore that's what the Tur Evan claimed, that it says it's Beis Moishev, it's totally in the Binyan Abatim. He's saying, no, Beis Moishev depends on the Yeshiva. And he wants to be Moishev, that Efshet the Mila's Moishev is Moira on the Diras Bnei Adam. And it concludes, Ein Lintois Midivrei HaRishonim. We had also mentioned in the previous year the Shita of the Maharam Yerotaberg, which is quoted by the Tor in some in Tofresh Peches in Orichayim, that the din of Yoshav Ulubasayf Hukav, which is not good, and only you need Hukav Ulubasayf Yoshav, depends on if when Bishas, when he was Yoshav, was it Aldas Lakifoy or not? Means if it was Yoshav, even before the Hekav HaChoyma, but it was Aldas to be Makiv themselves with the Choyma, that's also Nichal on the din of Hukav Ulubasayf Yoshav. And only if it was Yoshav Shaloy Aldas Lakifoy, and then afterwards they put up a Choyma, that's Nesmai from Yoshav Ulubasayf Hukav. So on this sheet of the Marami Rotenberg, the Turi Evan over there in Megillah and Dav Gimel Mebeis, questions from our Sugya. The Gemara here asks, on the Teretz of Avkana, that Leikasha, Kan Shehukav Ulubasayf Yoshav, Kan Sheyoshav Ulubasayf Hukav. And that the Gemara question, v'chi ha'gavnim, we have a choyma, is it a choyma? To have such a, by a hookah, by a yoshav, will be safe hookah, it's not a choyma. So the Turi Evan asks, that we, according to Menami Rothberg, the Gemara should have answered, that we have a case that's a yoshav, will be safe hookah, the hainu that it was yoshav, al das lekifoy, and such a case would be a valid in the dinim about the choyma. So the Turi Evan says, Elamai, we see from the sugya, that even ha'gavno, where it's yoshva, al das lekifoy, that does not have a din of Hukav ul-Basayf Yashav, not like the Marami Rotenberg. So to this, the Turi Evan answers for the Shita of Marami Rotenberg that he can say that the Ikka Kash of the Gemara was being Samech on the Seifa. We there said that if it was not Mukav, Bishas, the Kibush, it does not have a din of Ari Choyma. So therefore, it would be impossible to say that the Levim were Makifit, because if so, that does not have a din of Ari Choyma, because you have to have a Choyma, Bishas, the Kibush. So therefore, that, even according to Marami Rotenberg, that was the Ikka Kasha. Not from the fact that the Guf HaDin of, we couldn't find a case of Hukav ul-Basayf Yashav. But however, on the Guf HaDin of the Merami Rotenberg, the Turi Evans says, Miu Dover Zeh is a Milsa B'loi Taimu. The B'Yashav Al-Das La Kifoy, that should be considered like a Hukav Tchilo, he says, Minoli Ho, The pasuk says, "Beis Moshev Yerchaima," which mashma it's the ikkar shiv is tali. They should have to have a hekiv mamish tchila for the koydim the yishuv, and it's not sagi to have the yishuv al das lakifay. However, a little bit of a yishuv to the understanding of the shita of the Merami Ottenberg, lamadati mitoich the divrei of the Chasam Sofer and the chuv we mentioned earlier in Orechaim in Simen Kuf Tzadihei, and he's really coming to answer the kasha of the Turi Evin on the shita Saran. And to this he says that Yesh lost his tam to the Kedusha Bat Ari Chayma. And what's the reason the mitzvah was totally b'mashe kifu goyim koydim they came into Eretz Yisrael? Meaning, what's the inyan why the ikadin should be totally in the walls that the goyim put up before Klai Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael? So he explains, because the ikad tam is to bring out b'mashe hifli HaKadosh Baruch Hu chastoy im Yisrael. We see that the nations of who lived in Eretz Yisrael had to build big fortified cities because of the fear of Klal Yisrael, and still HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped them. So to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mafli chaste with Klal Yisrael, therefore they have a kedushas bari bata orichayim is chamuro from other yareis, to remember this chesed. And he says nearly that that's the time why the Torah was makbid on hukif ul besayif yashav. Because Mistama, someone who's building a chayma first, one who's building a chayma first is lemivzer, is to be fortify himself. So he first builds a chayma, or lechalpachas, he settles there almanas to be mak himself with a chayma, which is the shitim the maram. Mashenkein, one who just builds a wall for no year, see, so first he sells in the city, and then afterwards he builds, puts it up lenoy. And he says, with this, I can answer the kasha of the Turi Evin on the Ran, that what's in Egeya, the din of hukaf ul-basayv yashav, lamute yashav ul-basayv hukaf, it's automatically, it'll always be hukaf ul-basayv yashav. Because he says, if not for the Torah being megala, this din of beis moshev irchayma, that I need to have a din of hukaf ul-basayv yashav, I never would have been oyla al-das to learn from the gzeir shava chayma chayma, v'loy shekifu goyim la'achemikan. That I would be a kpeda, that I should have to have dafka chaymas, which the goyim put up before Klai Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael. He says that, I would just, if you'll tell me it's a gzeir sakosav, so he said, maybe you should have to have chayma gevoya, dolasayim ubriach, salkarach, I would never would have learned that into the gzeir shava. But now that there is megala that I need dafka yashav ul besayv hukaf, and what's the time of that? Al karchuch, because a chayma kazu, when it's yashav, the besayv hukaf is only lenoy, and it's not made for a fortification of the city. And such a chayma doesn't have the nes, doesn't bring out the nes l'Yisrael. So we came, mizeh hatam ba'atzmoy, I have a svar in the chayma to be mechalik between the walls that the goyim put up before Klai Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, and the walls they put up afterwards. So he says, therefore, he's bringing out to answer the Turi Evin's kasha is that ain't a chenami, it's true. It's not. There's no practical din in the according to the Ran between Yashav ul b'sayif hukav and hukav ul b'sayif Yashav. Since diras akum won't be a dira automatically, it'll always be a hukav ul b'sayif Yashav. But I need that drasha to be megala that I need to have a chayma from the time of kibush Eretz Yisrael. And Mitaych Dvarm, you also see that he's explained the Sheet of the Maram also. That since when one's Yashav Amanas Lahakif, it's also not for Noi, but it's for the purpose of to fortify himself, so it's moving why that should go into the din of Hukav Ubasav Yashav, even though technically speaking it was put up second after the Yeshiva, but since it was Aldas Kain, it has the Milo of being Hukav for the Tachlis of Mivtzer, fortification, and not Lenoi. However, just to return to the teretz of the Turi Evin, to Miyashiv, the Shita of the Maram from our studio, in Shurim of David Soloveitchik, he wants to use this to answer a kasha that he has on the Turi Evin himself. The Turi Evin over there in Megillah, and Av Gimel, is Mechadish, that in this din of Yashav L'Besayif Hukif, that it does not have din of Bat Arichayimu, the Turi Evin is Mechadish, that let's say they built houses after they put up the Chayimu. It means first it was the Yashav, and then they put up the Chayimu. So which those houses are obviously nesmai from the din bat yari chayma. But let's say after the wall is up, other houses were built betoich that year. So the Turi Evin wants to mechadish that those houses will get a din bat yari chayma. As the Minchas Chinuch in the Mitzvah Shimem Aleph Oysir Beis expresses it according to the Turi Evin, the meshkaches lo in one city bat yachatzeim u bat hamukafim. So on the sheet of the Turi Evin, Rabbi David. And the Ma'aseh Choshev question. So what's how do we understand our Gemara? The Gemara asked on the teretz of Hukav ul b'sayif Yashav the Mihavi Chaimah. Why do we say it's an afkamino for the houses that were built after the Chaimah is up? that those houses will have a din of Bati Arichayma, and that's why I need a din to teach me that Gula Oilam Til Alavim, that they have this halacha, that could be, that, even though it has a din of Bati Arichayma, they could be Goyal, Loilam, those houses. So to this, Rabbi David says that according to the teretz of the Turi Evin, which he used for the Maram, that the Ikir Kasha the Gemara was from the Sefer, that the only Chayma that was there, B'shas, the Kivish Aretz, only that gets a din of Ir Chayma. So then it's Miyoshiv that the, in this case, if the Leviim put up the Chayma afterwards, it wouldn't help for the Batim which are inside, because that's Mufka from having a din of Tayyar's Bat Ari Chayma. He just questions, why didn't the Turi Evin himself bring out that it's all in the same piece, he should have said that Yishuv he has to say, for the Marami Rotterberg, he needs to say for his own Shita as well. Just on the goof of the Shita, the Turi Evin himself, that the Batim which were built after the Chayma was put up, those houses will get a din about the Ari Chayma, the Sarah Chaznish, which you mentioned earlier, he's Medayik from the Shita Satoises, who didn't say the Teretz of the Turi Evin. He's Mashma that he argued on the Turi Evin, and the house that if it was Yoshav, will be Saif Hukav, and then you put up other houses, those new houses will also have not have a din of Bat Ari Chayma. So the Chazanish explains that since it was Chal on the ear, Hashem Prozois, he says, Kolan Nivne Achakach, any houses that are built afterwards is all bottled to the Rishayna, and therefore does not get a din of Bat Ari Chayma. The Gemara continues with the Maskono to answer the Braisa L'chein Tigmar of Yosef Breder of Salah Chasido Kamedir Apapa, Kigoin Shinoflu Lehen, it fell to them, Hein Umigrishayin. Which, as Rashi says, Goin Shinoflu Lehen, Begoyer will be May Yeshua. Ben Gershom here is a Pshat Goin Shinoflu Lehen, Orem Birusha Mukafois Choyma Meavi Imo Yisrael. And that's the old question, that if it fell Meavi Imo Yisrael, that's not a Din Ari Levim, and wouldn't be Shayich to Avasugya. Tzorachin on the Pshat of Rabbeinu Gershom. So on this, the Gemara questions, Hein Umigrishayin, which means when it's Mukafis Choyma, the Mr. Unukaimi, it's made to be knocked down. Because we had, like we said, the, like Rashi explains, the Bat Er Levim have to be without a Choyma. In Oysen Oysen Tirin Mekrochim. So that's the Gemara answers, Amir Avashi Istrich, we still need it. I still need the Pasuk. Kasal Kedai Dechamino. Ad Mistatri, Mistatri, Ve'im Mizdavni Lechaltu Kamash Melon. Meaning, as Rashi explains, the Salka Daitoch Ad Mistatri, that Kol's man Shalei Nistu, Kol's man, it was not knocked down. In Machrum Koidim Stirosin, if they got enough time to sell it before they actually knocked it down, Lechaltu, then it should have the din of Chalita of Bat Erechoymo. Kamash Lon the Pasuk, Gulas Oilam Tilavim, that no, that even B'chai Gavno, they have a din to be Goyal Loilam. So on the Gemara's Kasha, that Heine Migrishayin L'Mister Unukaimi, Toises questions, Mein Afkamino, what's the difference in this two, if it will get knocked down? Kevan Shoyim Kofis Choyim Meikoro, since it was Mukav Choyim Meikoro, the Tanya Le, we learned in the Brice earlier, of Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yasi, that it says, Ashaloi Choyim, if it had a wall, Midashin, V'Avu Bishayin Liakshav, V'Hoyle Koydim Lchein, it will have, it will retain its dinner, but Ari Choyim. So Toises gives two answers. His first text is, he says, V'shem Yesh Loimar, that this rice is going to Asya as the Shita would be Goyris, Kirbishmol Rabbi Yosi, who held Kedusha Rishayna as Kitchel Ashaita, and it's not Kitchel Asalavai. So therefore, once the wall comes down, then it's bottled the din of Bati Arichayma. And, or he says, also Goyris Inami, that Shani Hocha, Kevin Shane Ruyas, Shalai Helen Chayma, since it was fit and it never had, it should not have it in wool, Loi Toilen Kedushas Chayma, Shayla Kaidim Lachain. Ki'ilu Lahaisabailam. Since it's not fit to have this wall, because it's made to be knocked down, so here we won't have the din of Ashaloi Chayma. That we won't have. Means while it's up, that much we will have the din Bat Ari Chayma. But after it gets knocked down, we won't have the din Ashaloi Chayma to retain its Kedushas Bat Ari Chayma, since this wall was not meant to be Kaim. So the Svasemis asks that it comes out according to this, that it's not Shaykh, the din of this Braisa, only B'shoshin is Yashra Levim, that was Nafl Yushosam, an ear which is Mukafas Chayma, and they sold it before they broke the wall. So he says, therefore you can be met, it's Yeshu Tamoya on the Rambam, who in Perkit Gimel and Halacha Zayin, quotes the din of our sugya. He says, Kehanim v'levim, shemachru sada misada is areim, oi bayis mi bote ari choyma shalehen, einan goyalin kaseder hazeh, elo, what do they do? Moichin asadais, vafilo samach liyoyvel, v'goyalin miyat. And then he says, it continues, v'goyalin bote ari choyma kolzman sheyitzu afilo achakamashonim, shenema gulas oilam tia lelevim. So he asks, how could the Rambam bring this din b'pshitas that if they sold about the orichayim shalem, he says, ain lehem orichayim. So he says, however, according to Tosfos' first teretz, that this sugya was only going according to Mandama holds that hoyle chayma and then it was nafal, it does not help. So he says, according to that, we could say that l'didon, that we passed in like Rav Elazar Rabbi Yossi, the gamim hoyle chayma abish ain li achshav, it still has a din of ari chayma. So then we can have the din then it makes sense, we can have this halacha, that it's negay, even after the wall was knocked down, such a city, it's still kind of the din of Bat Arichayma, and we need to be mechadish that still a Levi who sold this house in Bat Arichayma could be goyel lo'olam. However, the Sfasem has just asked, in the Cheshbin, he says it's a little difficult to trace his teretz, because why did the Gemara have to be matche to try to establish this braisa, according to the man Omar, that the Kedusha is not lo'asilovai, and as soon as the Chayma falls down, it'll be bottle the Kedusha, and if we have to make an akimta that he was the sold about the Arichayma before they knocked down the wall, just say Poshit, that the Braisa is a blazer of Yosi, and therefore even after the wall be knocked down, he's able to sell, still have a din about the Arichayma. Like he explained, because there's no extra Pasuk that we have to try to answer according to the other man Omer. It's one Pasuk, Gulas Ayelam Tiyah. So why don't we just say simply that Braisa works and comes out like a blazer of Yosi? It remains with the Tzarachin. However, there's two points I still don't understand with this how this Teretz will answer the Rambam. Number one, because according to the Shita Sarambam, we spoke in the previous year, in Shir Naflamid Beis, that there was Mavur in the Rambam, in Perik Yud Beis, in Aloch et Hazvav, that the Rambam held that even according to the Man Omar, who holds the Kitchel Shaita is a loy Kitchel Asilavai, which was how the Rambam paskind, still, everyone agrees to the Din of Rabbi Elazar Yosi, that even after the wall falls down, still, it has a din bat arichayma, as long as it's not in his battle, kedusha sa'aretz. So therefore, our braisa to say that the kedusha only lasts, only before the wall, and he had to sell it, kaidim they knocked down the wall, doesn't agree with anyone. Because everyone would agree to the laws of Rabbi Yossi that even after the wall was knocked down, you're still able to be, sell the bais, and still has the din bat arichayma. So that's number one, to be difficult with this answer. Number two, he's being miyashiv that since the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Elazar Yosi, and even after it's bottle of chayma, still we have a din of dina of still we have a din of a bati arichayma, even after it's nafal chayma. So may it be shayich to have the halacha of bati arichayma. So therefore, the Rambam is to tell us that gulas oil until levim, and they could still be goyel if they would sell a house in a bati arichayma. But like we imagine in the previous in that shir in the Aflamid Beis. Still, everyone agrees that once it's bottle, the Kedusha Sa'aretz, once they went to Golis, the Kedusha was shown as bottle. So even if there was after the wall fell down, still it has a din batari chayma, but that only lasted as long as Kali Sol was still alat masam. Once they went into Golis, now the Kuliyam is bottle, the Kedusha Sa'ari chayma, and once it's bottle, Kedusha Sa'ari chayma, so then it's not Nigeya, when the Rambam is writing his halacha, there's no bati ari chayma that shayach to belong to Levim. So again, why is this Nigeya Ladina? So another answer I saw in the Erki Elai, that he also is oimid on this Nakuda, the Rambam is not mechal between koidim stirosan and l'achas stirosan. So he says, Muchach, he did not hold the source of Taisus. So he says that you have to say that the Rambam learned the Pshan and the Gemara different than Rashi. Rashi seems to understand the Sakadaidach Adam Statu, that means Kolzman Shaloinis through, if they sold it before the Stira, then it'll have it in Chalita. And that's the Kamash Malon, still that's no din Bati Arichayma. His understanding is that Hachi Brushe Adam Mistatri, Vafilu Hachi Mizdavni Achalti. Meaning that Be'emes, he says, like explains, he really holds it to Elazar ben Yosi. And it means even after the wall fell down, still, you could sell it, and it would have it in Chalita, and therefore it's negay to teach us the din that there's no din bat erichayim. Meaning that according to the Teretz, that would answer my first kasha, because here we'll say that truly, even everyone would agree, we agree to the blazer of Yosi, that it's still, there's not bottle, the Kedusha's bat erichayim even after the wall fell down, and we're talking that he's selling it after the wall fell down. But however, the second kasha, that since once it's bottle, like the Rambam Paskins, it's not kitchel asilovah, so again, why is this din negay ledina? However, the Miches Chinuch in Shin Mem Aleph Ois Yotes, he's also bothered by this question, why the Rambam brought this halacha, why is it Negeya? And he answers, in Afkamina Gam Kein Limois HaMashiach B'meir V'yameinu, the Yichvosh Ayorois, that we will conquer the Ayorois, V'yikadish M'kof Yischoyimah, B'Ois HaEis, in that time of Bel HaMashiach. and will fall into the Levium in their chelik cities which were mukav chaimu. So then will be negayah to tell us the salke daydach. I mean, I would think benkach u benkach koyd mshias to yichlat that before they break down the walls, they would have to because they can't be like what the Gemara says they can't have be in a mukav chaimu. So therefore, kamash on the Rambam then like our Gemara that is ainin echlat. So that's what it will be negayah. Then he says he concludes even according to the Turi Evan that holds that you need to have a mukef mimayis yeshua benun, which we spoke in earlier share. He says mikol makim it will be negaya. You find arim which are mukef from yeshua benun, and also arim with knows arim would still would have a chayim also at the time of Mashiach, and therefore that would fall to the chelik. So again, it will be negaya to teach us this halacha. But then the Minchas Chinuch goes on to question the teretz, as he says that the Ari Halavim, which has dini Ari Halavim, were the 48 cities which were given to them in Eretz Yisrael. Because kihemli not to chelik baritz, and therefore it was given to them al pitzvi Hashem. Those are yoreis chelif nachalosam, and those have it in Ari Alavim. But other arotzis, which the kibbutz will be which Melch Yisrael will come and conquer, will osid Melch Hamashiach will conquer over the entire world. That he says it's mefurish in the Rambam in Perkut Gimel Halach Yir Aleph. The Rambam says yearly she'ein hadvar mamurim. He's going on the halacha din and halacha yud that says kol shev levi is mizharin shleyin chub eretz kanan, not to be noichel in eretz kanan. It's a pasuk shnem alayir lakoinim halavim kol shev levi chelik v'nachal im yisrael. They're not allowed to be noichel. So on this, the Rambam says that yearly that they're not allowed to be noichel. They can't take a nachla is only ela be'eretz shenichas aleh bris l'avram liyitzchak uliyakov. That was given a bris l'avram yitzchak yaakov yashua b'neim and it's. Which the Bnei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Yashin the Menaschal Kolem, so that they can't take a chelikin. Aval Shah Kol Harotzis, the other lands Shakovish Melech Mimalchi Yisrael, which one of the kings of Kaisol is will come and conquer. And then the Rambam says Harei Akoyinim Balavim BeOisin Harotzis UbeBizosan Kichol Yisrael. In those lands, the Koyin Balavim are equal like everyone else, and therefore there'll be no issa for them to take a nachla. So this Minchas Chinuch says on his own, so it would be Pashit, according to that, that those lands which they take a nach like the rest of the Klal Yisrael, they don't have the Maila of Ori Halavim. They're like regular Yoris of Yisrael, and therefore in those lands, the Noig Bibatem, all the Dinim of Bati Ori Chayma, and Abi Mochlet, Ki Ein Lulavim Yipik Koyach Rak in Ba'oise Eretz, She'ein Noitlim Nachlo. And was given those Yoris to them. Avo Memash Noitlim Nachlo, what they take as a Nachlo, then like the rest of Klal Yisrael, he says, they wouldn't have the yipik koyach of having a din ori alavim. So then he concludes, he says, it's mevur in the smag, which is mentioned by the Mishnah Melech over there in Alach Yud, that he's quoting a Gemara in Babasa on Kufcha Beis, that la'osu lovoy, the Shevet Levi will be noitel l'chelik baretz, shenem ha'shar Levi echad. They'll be noitel l'chelik in Eretz Yisrael along with Klal Yisrael. So he says, if so, they come out, also lovoy, it shouldn't be shayach, a yipik koyach to the Ar Levim at all. Since they're going to take a chelik in Eretz Yisrael along with the rest of the Shvatim, it should be bottled the whole mile of Ar Levim. So he says, and still the Rambam brings this halacha, the Moshe Mashiach. So he's questioning, where's the Negeya? According to what he's trying to cheshbin, it should come out that the Moshe Mashiach, there is no din Ar Levim. So therefore, again, it's back to the kasha. Why is the Rambam bringing this din that Bati Ari Chaimah will have this halacha that we have to be mechadish that they could be goy loylam and negei yimayis Mashiach. The yimayis Mashiach it should not be negeya because it should be bato the din Ari Alavim since they're being noitel nachl in Eretz Yisrael. That's his question. So he says ve'ev shaloyman. Maybe you could say mikol makayim since it's neskadish l'inyin zeh af sheit luchelik since it was neskadish l'inyin zeh. Meaning that they should have a din of Ari Levim, even though they'll take a chelik in those lands, mikol makom in the Eretz Shiva Amin, which mikvar yesh l'arim din zeh, already has their Arim already established, got their din of Bat Ari Chayim, and that will stay. Meaning he's saying, maybe he's answering that only the other lands, the new lands, outside the Bris, the Eretz Shidduchus, the Bris Lavram Yitzchak Yaakov, that they won't have a din in Bat Ari Chayim, they'll be like everyone else. But in the lands, but in Eretz Yisrael itself, even though they're being noitel chelik, since that they had a din Ori Levim, so if they get their yoreis back in Eretz Yisrael, that even though they're taking b'tayrus nachla, will still have a din of batei Ori Levim, which we have the chiddush of the Rambam, which the Rambam would need to pass in to tell us that they can be goyel loylam. However, I saw in Shurim from David Soloveitchik that he wants to say he assumes for a pass. He also addresses this question: why the Rambam bring this halacha? And he says that this teretz, that according to what the Mishnah Melech quotes, v'shein the smag, that also lovoi, the Delvim will get a chelik in the eretz, in Eretz Yisrael, so it'll come out, and those chalakim will have it in Ari Levim. And he says, we're past this, even also lovoi, they'll still have a din of Ari Levim, and that's what it's negay, it's a paskin, the din that's what the Eretz negay for the Rambam, to mean this halacha, that it's not nechlat. He doesn't quote the Minchas Chinuch, but he's assuming for a pashtus that it would have the Nar Levim, and by the Minchas Chinuch it seems to be a suffix. Now another ahora I saw now a sugya, the Gemara says, Omer of Ashi Itzich, Sal Kedait Chamino, Ad Mistatri, Mistatri. Like Rashi explained, that Kolzman, the Shaloin is through, the Havin will be that if they sell it before the Stira, then Lechalto, it should have it in Chalito, that's what I would have thought without the Pasuk, Kamash Valon, that there's no din Chalito by Batei Ori Halavim. So I saw both in the Sefer of Aris from Rabbi Yashiv and Shurei David Soloveitchik, they question, like Rabbi Yashiv brings it as a Chakira, what's the din if I bought Ir Chaimah, if one sells a house in Ir Chaimah, and Toich the Shana, it's enough of the Chaimah. Does that have a din of, and then comes the end of the year, is there a din that it will be Nechlat, does it have a Toich bought Ir Chaimah to be Nechlat? So they both assume for a Pashtis, they have to say that the Chalita, that since the Chalita happens at the end of the year, so we must have that the Chaimah has to be Kayim until the Sefer Shana. Without that, we bottle the din of Bati Ari Chaimah. So David Soloveitchik says, so it come out a Chiddush that we have to say, according to the Havmin of the Gemara, it will come out that we have to say that they for some reason, they delayed, even though it's Kayim to be knocked down this wall, they delayed to knock down the wall over the entire year. And then when he would sell the house, the whole Havin would be, he sells the house, and the wall doesn't get knocked down until the entire year goes by. So now I think there's a din of Chalita, and that's the Kamash Lam the Braisa, that there's no din Chalita in this case. He says it's a Chiddush. The Yashu wants to say that perhaps this Shailu will be Tali, and what will be that Locha, he's assuming for a Pashtis that it will be bottled the din, the Bata Arichaimba. But now what would happen? Would the din of this bayis be that now he can be goyel lil oilam? Now there's no din batei chaimo, or the other way around, it'll be nizbata legamri the din geula, and right away he wouldn't have the din to be goyel bal korcha shalekeach. So he brings a tesis earlier on the flamed aleph and beis was nistapik by legamri batei chaimo, which one gave him matana. Aliba der ameir holds matana is not kemecher, so it doesn't have the din of batei chaimo. So Tosfos had a suffix, do we say according to a mayor that Ein Biyadi L'Goyel L'Oilam, he has no schuz gula at all, or L'Oil HaHepech, that we say he could be goyel L'Oilam, it's not Nechlat at the end of the year. So he wants to say that this suffix, in this case, will be totally in the suffix of Tosfos over there. So he says that it depended on this suffix, would depend how to be mefarish our sugya. Because if you say that it's Nafal L'Choyma, he has a din to be goyel L'Oilam. So here we're trying to say, Havina, in this case, if he sold the house while the chaim was up, the levy should lose his chuz geula. So obviously you have to explain that the case we sold it means that he was misdavni v'gam over rishnasam before the wall was knocked down, just like Reb David Soloveitchik said. But if we would say that there is nafil when nafilas achaima, you lose legami the chuz geula. So then it would be negay to tell us that when it's nafil chaima, Toich Shana, we still have to say that I would have a Havamina that he should get the din to lose his Toich Gula. He would not have the din to be Goyal at all. Kamash Balan, that by Bata Erlevim, he has the din to be Goyal at Lo'ilam. I just thought, I'm coming, perhaps we could be Ma'ir on what the Hanacha over there assuming that when it's Nafal the Choymas Ha'ir, it'll be Pashit, it'll be Batal, the din Bata Erlechayma, and will not be Nechlat the Seif HaShana. Just thought, perhaps, the Minchas Chinuch in Shimem Aleph, Ois Yudzayin, and Ois he already discussed in Ois Tezvav, was Mesupik, what's the halacha if someone sold a bayis in an Ir Chaimah, and it was Nisraf or Nafal Abayis Toich Lashono? What? And all that remained is a piece of karka. So he's Mestapik, do we say that it has a din of a bayis which is Nechlet after a year? Oidilmi says, since the Pasuk says, become Habayis, and Va'ata there's no bayis, therefore, it would not be Nechlat, and therefore it would be Chayzah to have a din of Sada, which is Niftas Lo'ilam, and it's Yoytze B'Yoyvel. That's a suffix. In Ois Tezvav. In Ois Yitzayin, he wants to, he's toilet in the Tzadim, perhaps if the Mechiras goes to Bafreya, or it's Mikana Labo, Ayin Shom, he's toilet in the Shaila. So he has a suffix, do we say, if it come Abayis, is going on the Shas Mechira, And then, since there was a bias at that time of the Shas Bechira, even though now there's no bias, it would have the din to be Nechlat. And that's the exact cause. So, M. Cain, I need to have, at the Seif Hashana, I need to have a bias. And he has a tzorchin on this question. So perhaps, the way he's understanding that there's a suffix, if you need a bias, it's important to have the bias at the end of the Shana, perhaps the Mechaz Chinuch would have a suffix in regards when the Chayma falls also. Perhaps, even if the Chayma falls the Seif Hashana, since the Mechira really took place at Tchilas Hashana, If it would be enough to have the bias with Chilas Shana, to have the din of Nechlat, even though the bias is not B'Seif HaShana, perhaps as long as the Chayma was there with Chilas HaShana, even though the Chayma is not there B'Seif HaShana, it would also have a din to be Nechlat. So perhaps, according to the Mechaz Chinuch's Tzad, that even if the bias is Nafal, it would have a din about Eri Chayma, perhaps even if the Chayma is Nafal, it would also have a din about Eri Chayma, and then our Gemara would be understood much, much simpler. But Ula Yesh Lechalak between a Chayma, that's the Chayma definitely has to be there. Without the Chayma, it's bottled the whole Din Batei Chayma. However, the Din Bayis, maybe the Mechaz Chinuch Suffolk was only by a Bayis. Basi Rak Loir. One more Ha'ara in the Sugya, the Chazanish, in Loir Chayim, in Kufn and Gimel Oisei, he asks that Yesh La'ayin, since Mekovitz Chayma needs to have a Kiddush, like he's Mitzayin to Rashi on Daf Lamed Beis, who said they're Mekadish with the Shtei Toidis. And also, he says, I in the Turi Evim, which you mentioned earlier, also says that you need a Kiddush. A Kiddush is done b'klush b'peh, api bezdin. So if they need a Kiddush, so he says, where's in Igeya the din of El Gemar? El Gemar said that if the ear, which had a chayma, was nafal into the geirul of Shevet Levi, so now that's will be in Igeya to tell me this din of Bati Ari Chayma. And I need a Kiddush to tell me that they don't have a din Bati Ari Chayma and it's Nechlat. So he asks, but since it requires a Kiddush, so Beis Din won't be Mekadosh this year, since it's Oymid to be knocked down the wall. So when Beis Din sees that this is B'yad HaLevim, they obviously won't be Mekadosh it. So where's the Shaila Negeya? So it's Pashit, it won't get a Kiddushas Bati Ari Chayma. So to this he answers that Meikara, they didn't know which Ayaris were going to be given to Levim. And Metchila, all the Ayaris went to the Nachla of all the Shvatim, the rest of the Shvatim. And afterwards, the Shvatim gave up from their Nachla al pi goyel to the Levim. So therefore, since Meikara, it fell into the hands of his Ari Yisrael, fell into them, so Metchila de Mekadosh all the Krochim. It's only asked, and therefore the Chalois Bat Erechayim was Chal on the ear. And then afterwards, they went and it was given over to the Levim, so that's what's Negeya, the Sugya of our Gemara. But just to point out, he's asking really, as he says himself, is only Aliba the Shittas Rashi and the Turi Evin that the Bati Ari Chayma need a Kiddush Miyuchid on the Ari Chayma itself. But according to what we mentioned in a previous year from Chedusha Reb Chaim Halevi in Perakid Beis, Halacha Tezayin in Shemitah V'Yovel, who says he's Medayik in the Rambam, that there was no Miyuchid Dika Kedusha on the Bati Ari Chayma. Rather, they were Meskadish, they were Mekadish the whole Eretz Yisrael, and along with that Kedusha, it was Memel in the Skatru called Ari Chayma. So according to that, then we don't have a kasha. It's poshid that since there was no special kedusha on the unique miyuchad kedusha on the Bat Eri Chayma, so as when they're mekadosh the ear Eretz Yisrael, along with that is memela niskadosh the Bat Eri Chayma, and if it would be poshid, you would have our sugya. Moving on in the Gemara brings the Braisa, Tan Rabbanon, Kaseachim, La Koyin Tiachuz Elsei. This is the field by someone's makdish Steachuza. So this is why Yasada Bitseisei Beyoivel, Koydish Lashem, Kaseachim, La Koyin Tiachuz Elsei. So the question is, what do we learn from Steacherim in regards to Asada, which is Yoytzel Koyhan Meyoyvel? So the Gemara says, I mean, Matamot Loimem, Minayim the Koyin Shehikdash Steacherim. He received he had a Steacherim, which someone's Machim is a field, which the din is Koyhan Meyoyvel goes to the Koyhanim, and he had a portion that he was Zoycha as a Steacherim. Shalayoymer, he shouldn't say, the Koyin shouldn't say, the one who's Machdash his Steacherim shouldn't say Hoyle Yoytzel Koyhanim, since if we reach Yoyvel, and it would not be Nigal, it would be Yotze to Koyhanim. That's the din of a summons Makdash, it goes after the Koyhanim. Varehi Tachas Yodi. And it's Tachas Yodi, Taheshali, therefore it should go out back to me. The din of Bishalachem, and Izecha Bishalachem, like Kol Shekain, it's the Marmins of Joshua, that were Makish, from the Reza Balulamid, and Salamid, Makish, Techem, the Steachuza, that just like the Steachuza goes out, Mishalakas, the Koyhanim, Techem also is Mishalakas, The question is, what does it mean that he should say Varehi Tachas Yodi? And like it says, Ani Zeicha Bishal Atzmi. We're talking about that he was makdish this Teicherim. Now it's by Hekdish, it's not in his hands. What does that mean, Mishali? So the Shita Mekubet says earlier in Chavtes, Amin Aleph, who was going on, which is discussing the same Braisa, which is mentioned over there, he explains, what does that mean? He's going on the Rashi, he says, Ve'achshu Shani Muchzik Bo Teheshali. So he says, Lav Davkin Nokat Sharei Hekdishi with Makdishit, Elohochi Pirushai Harei Tachas Yodi, the Shaykh Ani Bo Tfei Mikolinchi, have more Shaykhs to it. V'yeshne Tachas Yodi Sharei Lehichzik Bo Gizbar. This means, Teheshali, Tachas Yodi means because I have more of a Shaykhs to it since I was the one who was Makdishit. And it originated from me. So this is what we have to say to Miyashiv, the way we have the Braisa, we're discussing a coin who is Makdish Asteichirim. However, the Rambam in Perek Vav in Hilchas Erech in Halacha Vav, he paskins at Koyin Shahoysiloy Sdeichayrim, Shezochaba Achai Yovel, Vehechrimo, and then he was Machmit, Harezu Mechremes, Vehoytzil Echava Koyinim. It's Muchrim and it goes out to the Echava Koyinim, Shenemar, the Koyin Tiachuzasai, Melamed Shezdeichermoy Loy Kesteachuzal Yisrael, Shemechrimo, Himechremes Miyat, which is, as the Kesef Mishnah and the Dvaz point out, that the Makor of the Rambam, is our Braisa. And just, as the Lech Mishnah points out, that even though the Rambam was discussing a case where not the Kohen was Makdashit, but rather the Kohen had a Steichem and he was Machremit, he says, he learned at the case of our Braisa was one who's Makdash, a Steichem, a Kohen who had received a Steichem was Makdashit, but he said, he learned from there that who had then it would apply by a, so if he was Machremit Steichem, it also would have the din that it would be Yoitzil Echav HaKohenim, that Koel Echad Ve'en Kepeda. That's what the Lech Mishnah says. However, the Zevach Toido, Chavetz Chaim Zevach Toido in Daf Chavtez, he understands that the Rambam had a different girsa in our sugya. He understood that the Rambam's girsa was not that he was makdish a steich ermoy, rather minayin l'koin shehichrim steich ermoy. That he was machrim, he made a chayrim. So what's the deal with it, we should say, and that's the discussion of our braisa according to the Rambam. So according to the Rambam, it will be much more poshit when it means Avarehi Tachas Yodi and Bishali Ani Zeicha, because here we're discussing that at the time that he's actually being machmit, and he has the right, he's being machm the field, which the din is, it goes out right away, regular, someone makes a field, Cherme Kehanim, it goes out immediately to the yad of the Kehanim. So here he's saying, Harei Tachas Yodi, it is now Tachas Yodi, and I'm a Kohen, and I will be Zeicha Bishal Cherim, so in my own Cherim, Kol Shekin, I should be Zeicha. So the Lashon of the Braisa will be much more moving according to the Pshat of the Rambam. They were discussing him being Machrim rather than him being Makdish. The Gemara continues, Omar Mar, B'shalachem Ani Zeicha. The Gemara questions on this Braisa Midami, Hossam Zeicha Ba'alma. There he's just being Zeicha in a Chelik along with, together with his Echav HaKoyanim. Hocha Keshokale Kule, as the guy is, he's trying to take the whole thing. And also Tais points out, you could have another Pircha, that there, he's only Zeich if he's a Chelik of the Mishmar when it's Yoitze B'Yoivel. Mashiach, and here he wants to be Zeich, even if he's not part of the Mishmar. Just says, it's a Adif Min HaParach, because we could be discussing, even if he was Bob in Mishmaratai, still, he would have this Pircha, which the Gemara discusses. So therefore the Gemara says, Amir Ram Mechama, Istrich, we need this Drosha to be Makish, Steichem, to Steichuza, for a different reason. Because Salkadayt Chamino, Hoy luksiv ve'ish es kadoshav loy iyu, hanami ki kadoshav damyu. Which means, as Rashi says, that the din of, the menayin l'koyin who comes is makiv kav noisav v'chol eisav v'chol shah, he can be makiv whenever he wants, and he is his own chatas and his own oila, and he would receive the or and the yechol basar. So to hear, him being when he's makdish, asteichayrim, it should be like, so to speak, his carbon, and he should be zeichnit, we have the din of ish es kadoshav loy iyu. And that the Gemara answers, Midami Kadoshav La Birshusai, Hacha Birshusai. So Rashi's Mefarish, Kadoshav La Birshusai means that it's not Mikoyach Dideka Shakal, means the Siba, the was Goyrim, the Siba, why he's getting it is not because it's in his Rishus, rather he's getting it because, like Rashi, the next Rashi says, Mishulchan Gavai is getting it, Bishar Vaida, meaning he earned it. It wasn't because he owned it and that's why he's trying to retain it, he earned it to receive it, Mishulchan Gavai. Mashenkin here by Makdish Asteichayrim Hacha Bishusai. He wants to be the whole schus that he wants to be Zeich is Mikayach Didei because it belonged to him. So there Mehechet Teisa when he's Makdish it, they should have a right to get it since it's not Chelev Avaydasi. Means he didn't earn it. So who said in this case he would be entitled to get it? However, in Shulam of David Soloveitchik, he wants to bring from his from the, he brings from his father, the Brisker Rav, that according to the Rambam, which we just mentioned, they were discussing a Kohen who is Machrim his Teichem. You can understand the Lashon of the Gemara seem to be more moving the explanation of Bershusi and Labershusi. The way he's Masbit, that over there, Midami Kadoshav, when he's Machrim a Karbin, there it's Labershusi. Meaning that Karbonis, which when the Kohen's Machrivit, it's not in his Vishus, because until the Hakrav, it's not in his Vishus, and afterwards he's Zeich in the Basar only after he's Machrivit. Masha'enke in the Cherem Kohanim, with the din of the Cherem Kohanim has to be Yotze to the Kohen Miyad, if we would say that when he's Machmit, he would be Zeich, being he's a Kohen, he should be Zeich in Miyad, it comes out that since being it's that it's in his Rishus, and there's no Rishus Kodesh Be'emtza, so as soon as he's Machmit, it stays by him, and therefore it will come out, it was never Chal on it, a Din Cherem. And that's the Efshir, that we should have a Cherem Kohanim, which is not, which, but that's not Chal on it, a Din Cherem at all. And therefore, Al-Karch, we have to say that it's Yoitz Miyadoi, and it's Mischalakis L'Echav HaKohanim. Now, in regard to Rashi's chat, the way he learned that the difference between the case of Ishus Kadosha by Karbonis and our din of Makdash Steichirim is that only there he receives it Chelef Avidosi. So the stipling Kilus Yaakov and Zeroyim in Simchav Zayin declares a shaylo that will be if a Kohen brings Bikurim. Does it go to the Anshi Mishmor or he keeps it? Al derech the sugya babakama kuftes, the din of Ishus Kadosha of Layu, that when someone's Makav a Karbon, he gets to keep all the oil and the basa stays by him. So will he keep, be able to keep the Bikurim as well? So he says, but based on our sugya, in our Gemara and Erechin, he says, it comes out, that that din is only by Karbonis, which Labar Shusa, Koloimar, who is Makavila Gavoya, and he's Zeichin the basa of the Or, Mishulchan Gavoya, Chelef Avedosai. But Chemikon, which is not Chelef Avedosai, then it goes to Anshi Mishmar. So he says, L'chayro, who had in by Bikurim, where there's no Avoida, only Tnufa, seemingly that would not be enough of Avoida that he should be able to receive it, Chelef Avoida. So, and based on our Gemara, Kipshuta, he would say it should go to the Anshi Mishmar. So the Maskonis of the Gemara, Maskonis of the Gemara is Elam Rav Nachman. Itzrich, we need the Hekish to, from Steicherim to Steichuza, in regard to Salkadaitach, Amina, Hoyl Uksiv, Ki Achuzas, Oilam Hulahem. So Hanami Achuzas, I would think if one received a coin, received the Steicherim, that's considered his Achuza, and therefore, as Rashi explains, he would have the din that if he's Makdashit, v'leigolit, it would not go to the coin and be yovel, rather it would be in his Rishus to be goylit l'oilam. Kamash v'lon Achuzasay in Chermeloi, which Tosfos explains that really it's coming from the Hekish, and the Hekish from that Steicherim to Steichuza. Now we understand that Achuzasay means only his what's truly his Achuza. Is his, and if he's makdash, he can always be goyled. Mashayink and the steicherim, that's hookish to a steichuza of a Yisrael who's makdashit, which is yoitza, the koyhanim beyoivul. The Chavetz Chaim Zevach Toyda just points out that it comes out, according to this, that when the Braisa said, Tehei Shali, that since when I'm makdashit, dinu, b'shalachem ani zeicha, b'shal atzmi leikol shekain, so he says it comes out, it's not exactly the same. It's not a kalvachoy megomer. Because in the case of Shalachirim, the way the Kohen would be Zeich is, he would get it Bechinam. He would just, when someone's Makdish, Asteachuza, and Zeyotza, the Kohen and Meyoivel, he receives a portion of Bechinam. Here, Bishali was saying that, it was just saying, the Havmin was, he should have a Schuz, since it's, it would be like a, his own Steachuza, he'd have a Schuz to always be Goylet. So it wouldn't be exactly the same, but he says, Ha-Mio, the Kavachoyim should help Al Koponim that it shouldn't be Tischalik to the Koyhanim B'Yoivul. Rather, he should have at least the opportunity to be Goylet. So it comes out from the Maskona of our Sugya that a Koyin who received Steicherim, the Habin was that that should be considered his Achuzay Mamish, Kachuzasay, and therefore he should always be able to be Goylet. Now we're learning from the Hekish that a steichem is not considered achuzasei mamish, and therefore, if he's makdashit, he won't be able to be goyled, rather, he will yoitza le'echev ha-koyin and be yoivel. Now, let's go back to discuss the Rambam, which you mentioned earlier, that the Rambam took from this Gemara, the way the Lech Mishnah explained, that he saw that from the din of a koyin who's makdash a steichem, that it's not that, that it goes to the koyin and be yoivel. So the Rambam took that koyin who had a steichem, and he's machmit, that cheirim is chal. So on this, the Miches Chinuch in Shinnan Zayin Ois Yud Gimel and the Zevach Toide Chavetz Chaim and Daf Chavtes Amar Aleph ask that by the din of Cheirim, the Mishnah on Daf Chavches says that Koyin V'Halavim Eim Achrim in Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara explained that the time Rabbi Yehuda is because they can't bishle the karka, they can't be machim because it says achuzas oylem hilahem. And even metaltlin Rabbi Yehuda holds he can't be machim because the Gemara made a drasha mikol hashaloi umestei achuzas oy umakish metaltlin to karkois. And this is how the Rambam paskins in Perek Vav in Erchin Aloch Hazayin, like the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda and not like Reb Shimon. So it comes out that for what a Kohen or a Levi can't be machrim not karka and not metaltlin. So therefore the Mechaz Chinuch says and the Chavetz Chaim, they say the Braisa was bedavkim nokat hikdish. They were talking about one is makdish esteichayrim. But to be machrim esteichayrim, so that it wouldn't be gora, it's not any better than metaltlin. And like the Mechaz Chinuch says, Poshet, that who had din if a Kohen would be yoyrish, me'avi'im Yisrael, he would yoyrish a piece of karka, which does not have a din achuzasai. And if he'd be makdish it, it's a yoytzel a Kohen be'yoyvel. But he says, Mikol Mokoyim, he can't be Machamit, because it's not worse, it's not better than Metaltlin. And just like he can't be Machamit Taltlin, so this piece of karaka is like his Metaltlin. So a stei cherim, even though we say it's not a chuzosai, but Hamia is not better than Metaltlin, and therefore, just like he can't be Machamit Taltlin, he should not be able to be Machrim this piece of karaka either. So where did the Rambam, the way that the Lecha Mishnah says, he saw from the El Braisa that if you can be Machdish, who are then you can be Machamit? Or the way the Gezer HaTorah says, he had that gear sub, he says, B'kol Mokoyim, it's Tzarechin, why, how can it be better than Metaltlin? So to this, in the Oris, Rabbi Yashiv says, they have to say in the Rambam, that the Rambam understood that Shani is Sada HaKherim, which is Hukish, the Steachuz Shal Yisrael, that we were learning from the Hekish, the Steachuz Shal Yisrael, that it's Hukish, the Steachuz Shal Yisrael, that it's Gora the Metaltlin. And that's the side of the Braisa. The Braisa telling Shenema, like the Rambam says, Shenema, like Koyin Tiachuzosi Melamed Shasteichemer Loi Kesteachuzo Yisrael. It has that din of Steachuzo that if he's Machemit, it's Chal Dechayim. And it says therefore it comes out that the Ikke Chiddush in the Rambam is not just this Tekuda, like seeing the Braisa seems to be saying that it's, if he would be Machemit, there would be Mischalekes Achva Koyinim. Rather, the Ikke Chiddush is that it has a din of Steachuzo Shal Yisrael. And in Seachuz Shal Yisrael, just like that, one can be Machmit. So here the Ikke Chiddush is that he can be Machmit. And the Chavetz Chaim, he says it very bekitzer, he says more behind, he says, Evshad the Svilei, the Soda, Haboli Mecharomim, Oid Gormi Metaltlin, Shieshloi, Shloi Bo Mecharomim. Could be it's even more Gora. And it seems like that's what the Rambam is learning. That's the aside of our Joshua in this Gemara. That from the Melami, that here it's worse than Metaltlin, but rather it has a din of Seachuz Shal Yisrael, and therefore it can be Chal the Chayrim. Now, our Gemara discussed a case of a Kohen who was Makdish, a Stei Cherim that he received. Some was Machim's field, and a Kohen got a Stei Cherim, and he was Makdish it. That's our discussion, our Sugya. So the Chorim talked about what would be if a Kohen received a Stei Achuza. Some was Makdish a Stei Achuza, and it was Yoitzel, the Kohen and Yoivel. And now he has that portion. And now he's Makdish, that Stei Achuza. Does that have a din like a Kohen who was Zeichin to stay Cherim, and therefore, if he's Makdash it, it's Yoytzil, Koyan, and Beyoivel? And it's only with something that's truly stay Achuz, it's only that's Achuzasai, Achuzas Oilam, Hulahem, only that has the din that he can be Goyal. I Dilma, Dafka stay Cherim, we have the din of our Gemara, but if he received the stay Achuzo, that would be like Achuzasai Mamish, and he would always be able to be Goyalit. So Reiv Achroinim assume that there's no difference between a Steichem and Steichuza. The Mechaz Chinuch in Shinun Zayin says, V'hinei is a poshit, that just like the Shadin b'Steichem, Shazach and his Makdash, the old goes Yoytzel Kohanim, who had in Kohen Shazach b'Steichuza b'Yoyvel, we do the same thing, the Ein Ezoichaba, it rak Yoytzel Kohanim. He says, why did the Braisa, knock out Hikdash Steichermoy? He just says, since we learned from the Pasuk of Steichem Lekoyin, so knock out Steichermoy. But who had then Steichuzo, he would also be the same halacha and would be Yoytzel Koyinim Meyoyvel. Okay. And like this says, Oyle Shloimen, our Sugyo, and he's been saying that that's the almost Mefurish in the Sugyo on Daf Chavav, and it's Mefurish in Arashi over there in Chavav and Aleph, that someone that he received the Steichuzo, it has it in, it doesn't have the mila of a regal chuzah that he could always be goylet, rather it's like a steachuzah shal Yisrael. However, the Turi Evin in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Chavtes, he's mechadish, that he wants to say that he's mitzadeh that only the out in is only by a steachherim. But a steachuzah, if he received a steachuzah and he's makdashit, he says you're talking that the mi'it is only achuzasai v'lechermoy. But it's not to be ma'id a steachuzah which is nafal l'chelkoy. Now, the Rambam, we discussed before in Perek Vav, Erech and Halacha Vav, And this din of koyin shoyis leistechem shezachaba acha yovel. So he says a lashon that a koyin had a stechem which he was zoichin it after yovel. Vechvim, then he was machim. So the mechus chinuch in shinun zayin questions that ma'in yovel l'charamim, because it's not zoicha after yovel. The din is it's as soon as someone's machim it, it right away immediately goes out to the koyhanim and zoicha mistecharamim tamin hein koyin yovel hein beyovel, and there's nothing to do with yovel. So he's matmiya on the lashon of the Rambam. However, the Kiyas Sefer is Goyris in the Rambam, Koyin Shahoysaloy Estecherim, Oy Shazachaba Achayoyvel. Meaning, he either had a Estecherim, which he received as soon as someone was Machrimit, or in a field which he was Zaychaf Achayoyvel, which means a field that someone was Astechuza, which one was Machdish, which is Yoytzil Lekayhanim Beyoyvel, and then he's Machrim this field. This field has a din of Shanema Lekoyin Tiachuzal, Slay Melamed Shastecherim Eloy Kestechuzal Yisrael. So, according to the Kiyas Sefer, it's Mefurish, that both on Estecherim and the field that he was Zaychaf, which was Astechuzal, had both of these fields have the hekish to say achuzo liyisrael, and therefore has the din that if he's makdash it, it'll be yoytze lekayan and be yoyvel, and it's not like the shita of the Michas Chinuch, and not like the shita of the Turi Evan.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.